This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Opera's glory days in Philadelphia are linked to decades of performance at the 800 block of North Broad Street, home of the Metropolitan Opera House, circa 1908.
Signor, a quest'ora, che imprudenza.
Opa!
This was a place for arias, contraltos, and bravos. When the opera scene fizzled out, it became a movie theater, a ballroom, a sports venue, then a church. Tonight, after years of disrepair, it returns as a music venue under a new name, The Met.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine.
Bob Dylan headlines this 3,500-seat Coliseum-style theater with four levels and box seats, once coveted by the opera set. Live Nation Regional President Jeffrey Gordon heads the team that will manage the Met. He walked me through it a week before opening night. Spackling dust was still settling and railings were wet with paint. But there was a light at the end of the construction tunnel for this building with lovely bones.
So we're walking down this wooden flooring. What level were we just on?
That was the mid-level between the third and the second balcony.
Beautiful floorboards.
It's the original flooring, yes. We stained it theater red, but yes, it's the original.
The railing's a little damp. There's still a lot going on. There are people vacuuming the seats. There are people spackling the walls. I mean, they're busy, a little busy beehive.
This is the way it is every time we open a venue. It's kind of daunting. I used to let that really bother me and keep me up at night. Now it just keeps me up at night and doesn't bother me, so it's exciting. This is years in the making.
I like the oval decoration with the letter M in it. Is that original? That's on like the balcony seats.
That is the Met M, but we decided to emboss that on a couple of these suites and in other areas as well.
These were the seating areas for people who came with their little like viewfinder and they're watching the opera back in the early part of the 1900s.
Yeah, this level in particular was probably held for the higher-end upper crust or whatever that was back in that day. We were very, very proud of all the seating and all the different angles and how it's more wraparound than a usual theater. A lot of theaters, as you know, are converted movie theaters, so it's just usually balcony out. This is a wraparound, so you really feel like the building is like hugging you.
When this building was built, you know, there's that kind of proscenium arch in a way that's right off the stage, and it has this, you know, gold-plated or gold-painted little floral arrangements and their squares. Is that an acoustic thing that's going to be helpful to elevating the sound?
Yes. As you can see, it kind of like juts out almost like a trumpet, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's by design of the opera houses. Now, remember, you see this PA that we're putting here, which is the state-of-the-art latest Clare Brothers PA. But before that, you'd sing, and the room had to have the acoustics to carry because you did not have PAs back then.
I mean, if I were to stand on the stage and try to sing like an opera singer, how would it sound now?
The sound carries and it's rich. It certainly is still an opera house.
Well, can we walk down to that?
Why not?
Right. So we're headed down toward the stage. The seats are brand new?
All the seats are brand new. They're actually wider than most any seat in the city. It gives you more legroom as well, which is important.
Now we're entering the stage and without any curtains and stuff. It's very, very wide. And I got to test my theory. If I sing like an opera singer, can they actually hear me out there?
Go for it.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. Oh! Could you hear that? Oh, thumbs up.
See? It does work.
Yeah?
That's with no PA. Yeah, it's very
no
good.
PA and no warming up the vocals.
You're hired. You're the first to perform on the stage. Wow.
Okay. Way to insert myself in a story. Way to go, Jennifer.